So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Chad and Ballsy Daily, with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Got up to take a pee this morning and saw the bad news on my phone that Walter Gretzky had passed away at the age of 82. And you said in the news, and I agree with you, he's a lot older than that, but that's because he's been battling Parkinson's. And it feels like he's been in the news forever because he's the ultimate hockey dad.
Well, yeah. Yeah. He's the man. Anybody who has a kid, like, especially, especially if you have a boy and you're putting him in hockey, there's the part of you that's like, maybe I could be the next Walter Gretzky. That could be.
Yeah, one of the highlights of my career was early on, I got to interview Walter Gretzky at our old station on Halifax Street. We're done the interview, and it was a taped interview in our lounge, okay? I was taping it for our sports show. And he said, hey, what are you doing now? I said, I'm going to go upstairs and keep working. He goes, you want to go for coffee? And I'm like, okay, I'm making barely any money. If I get fired, I don't care. I'm going for coffee with Walter Gretzky. So we did. We jumped in my 85 rusted out Malibu.
Oh, no, you didn't give a ride in that.
Walter Gretzky, well, the station truck was out, and we drove to Tim Hortons in town here.
Yeah.
And we sat and had coffee.
Wow.
And nobody. And the funny thing is, nobody bugged us. A few people looked at us, but nobody bugged us.
Having coffee with Walter Gretzky at Tim Hortons, man, they might as well have given you the Order of Canada.
And you know, you knew Wayne Gretzky, you know how he became so humble. Just talking to Walter for 10 minutes. He never talked about his son. I tried to ask him, and he just, Messier, coffee, Yager, Lemieux, Hall. He talked about how he snuck the Russians down into his basement during the 87 Canada Cup because Tikhanov, the grumpy coach, and the KGB, they all came over to his house for a barbecue in the back, but those guys weren't allowed to drink. And these are guys that would go on to play professional careers. Larionov, Fedosov, all those guys. Walter would say, okay, we're gonna, two at a time. We're going to go down and look in the basement at Gretzky's trophy room, but only two at a time. And he would take them down personally and give the guys beer because they weren't allowed to drink.
Did Walter swear?
Not when he's around me.
Like, he always seemed like a very clean-cut guy.
Yeah.
Right? And I just want to know if he dropped some F-bombs or something.
No, he didn't. And the famous thing with him is, the famous quote from Gretzky is that he talked about his anticipation, having eyes in the back of his head. He said, I don't have eyes in the back of my head. It's not God-given, it's Wally-given. Wally'd give him a notepad, tell him to watch Hockey Night in Canada. Yeah. And Gretzky would, he said, now take a pen and trace wherever the puck goes each period. So Gretzky'd look. So Gretzky knew where to go, where the puck was going to go, not where it was. And that's how his anticipation came, he said. Just from his dad.
Well, Walter Gretzky, listen, he's the ultimate hockey dad, and we're mourning the loss of him. 82. He was young when he had Wayne, because Wayne's 60.
22.
Wow.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I want you to remember this today. You're a beauty. Even if Scooter outside of Sev won't loan you a dart, you're a beauty and you deserve it. Chad and Ballsy, what's up?
So we always like to look at this website. Well, not always, but once in a while. The FML website.
Yeah. F my life.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So anyways,
it makes us feel better about ourselves because we see everybody else struggle.
Yeah, so I call this F My Life Friday, okay? Yeah.
It's like the America's Funniest Home Videos.
There you go.
Of radio with, these are the nut shots of our lives.
There you go. Yeah. Today, while on a date, I accidentally ordered diet water instead of saying Diet Coke. FML.
Well, not technically wrong. I mean, all water is diet water.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Today, I paid over $500 to pick up my car from the mechanic after it spent almost a month there. On my way home, it broke down again. FML.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Today, after waking up in a panic because I was running late for work again, I realized I was fired for the exact reason the day before.
FML.
Or getting dressed and going to work on a Saturday morning.
Two more that might make you happy didn't make these people happy. Yeah. Today I found out my husband of 1 year has been renting his old bachelor pad in secret because he's unsure if he wants to stay married to me and we are broke. Yeah. FML.
Oh, and you're broke. Yeah. So he's spending money on this.
Yeah, not like
too.
He's not like he's rich. And this one.
That's a tough one. That's a tough pill to swallow.
That's a tough one. It's a little dark. Yeah, and this one. Today I woke up at 4 a.m. needing to pee. I know what this person's going through. Only to walk in on my drunk brother combing his pubes with our mom's toothbrush. FML.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This close to buying a smoker. I even told my wife yesterday, I said, I'm going out and I'm buying a smoker. That's happening right now.
Why a smoker?
Because, I don't know. I just feel like I should take my barbecue up a notch.
You just want something that's your own. You want something that is like that's what you own. Nobody in the family can touch it. It's yours.
Yeah, it's my time to sit out, smoke something that used to have a family. You know, that's what I want to do. Yeah. All right, I want to go out
smoke
there.
Something that used to have a family.
That's right. I want to spend my time with something that used to have parents. And by the way, if you buy a smoker, there's no half-assing the smoker lifestyle. This is what I've realized among all people who smoke meat.
Right.
This is not something you casually get into, all right? You better step your game up if you get a smoker. You've got to have the smoke time. You got to have the 3-2-1 method, okay? You got to bring it in. You got to smoke it on low for 3 hours. Mm. Then you got to put it in apple cider vinegar and some brown sugar, and you got to wrap it in tin foil for 2 hours. And then you got to put it back on the smoker for another hour. This is a process.
Seems like too much work.
But it's the ultimate dad move. And once you buy a smoker, there's no going back.
You're going to be like, though? You're going to be like that pitcher. You're going to go 6 2/3. You're going to be out there. You'll go 6 2/3 innings, and then you'll be drunk because it's taking so long, and then Callie has to finish it up because you can't finish it up.
That's what happens. That's what the dad lifestyle is.
But you're
sorry. I don't apologize. Well, wait. I just did apologize.
Being the smoker, that smoker situation.
Yeah.
You're right. It's for meat. It's meat. You don't have smokers for, like, vegetables.
Some people try. Like, get out of here.
It's like smokers, I put them in the same category. Yeah. Not smokers, but the smoker is like getting a gun. Seriously, you don't go out and shoot broccoli. Like, who's shooting a head of lettuce?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So we've been through a lot of stress in the last year. Our working habits have changed. We're working from home, a lot more time at home, a lot more time on our hands.
Yeah.
And that's affected how we eat. I know we've talked about this quite a bit in different topics, but they're saying like the average adult spoils their appetite 5 times a week with stupid eating, like a bag of chips or...
That's the perk of being an adult. Yeah. You get to spoil the appetite all you want.
But when
Wasn't
you're
it Jerry Seinfeld who said you can spoil an appetite. Yeah. Don't worry, you're going to have another appetite coming at you.
I'm very disciplined in a lot of my life, like working out and all that stuff. No booze, haven't done a lot of drugs or nothing. Well, I haven't done any drugs. But here's the one thing I'm very weak at. I have a sweet tooth, and if I'm unchecked, I'll cheat. I'll do a lot of cheating that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So
what's your sweet tooth thing?
Well, yesterday, two days ago, man, I knew I had breakfast and everything we eat here.
Yeah.
And then I knew I had to eat lunch, but I was on the run. So instead of making myself anything that would, you know, have any semblance of healthiness, I pulled out the cookies and cream ice cream and ate half a tub. I just sat at the island and I'm like,
dude, I don't even do that.
If my significant other, because she's on me, like, and rightfully so, hey, watch yourself.
Yeah.
I ate, and I don't even really like cookies. I don't even really like ice cream.
Right.
I just sat down and pounded half a tub of ice cream and I'm like,
you know, sometimes you gotta do
day.
But you know, sometimes you gotta do that. I've never replaced a meal with that.
I did.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
It had dairy.
Yeah, there's protein in there, sure. Somewhere. There's dairy, protein, carbs. You need those to get through the day.
Yeah.
Fats.
If I would have accidentally dropped a cucumber in there, a complete meal.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that.
No, spoil it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You know, every once in a while, social media puts a smile on my face. And generally, if I want a smile on my face, I go to your family's pages, either you or Callie's. Because it's either
social media?
It's either cash resting on your wife's belly or like a belly band.
Me dancing with cash. George Thorogood.
But yesterday, I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah,
folks,
I know.
Folks, Folks, when Chad McDonald is done with radio, he will open up his own stylist shop. He will be in charge of pedicures. You gave your wife a pedicure. I will tell you.
I didn't give her a pedicure.
Good job.
I just painted her toenails, and I took heat. Like my well, not heat, but my, you know how buddies are.
Ribbing.
Right? Yeah, they busted my balls a bit.
Because you're making them look bad. They probably never did that for their pregnant wives.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, my wife is 8 months pregnant. You understand?
Yeah.
It's not as easy
for her to paint
her toenails.
She can't see her feet. She can't even see her feet. I saw her belly.
Yeah, yeah.
Her little feet, right? She couldn't see them.
Yeah, she's all baby. Like,
yeah.
It is just all
she
baby.
She is all baby.
In front
of
her. So yeah, she was having a little trouble, and I just felt, okay, I'll do my part. And I should also point out that it wasn't really much of an option. I was kind of told.
Did you suggest it, or did she say, "Chad, could you help me out?"
She said, "I'm missing polish on one nail. Can you help me with that?" Okay, so
it was only one nail you did.
Well, and then she was like, "Well, you're already doing it, so you might as well just do all my nails."
What color? Did you get to pick the color?
I didn't get to pick the color.
What color?
It was like a pinkish reddish
kind
of color. Yeah. I didn't get to pick the color.
Did you wear some old shorts so that you? I saw you had like the bushwhacker shorts on there.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, because you didn't want a dirty. The bushwhacker's coming to do a pedicure.
No, I didn't exactly know what I was doing.
No.
I got polish all over everything.
Pedicures are great. I go all the time. I go all the time. I love pedicures.
And that's the thing. Callie was like, "It's time for you to go for one." And I said, "No, it's not time."
Oh, you have bad feet. You have terrible feet.
I do, and I accept them. Okay?
How would she share a bed with you?
My feet are beautiful no matter what you think, okay? Yeah. My feet are beautiful.
My heels look like Don Johnson's face, like all weathered and dried.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're bad.
Yeah.
Mine
look like, who's that? That George Hamilton fella?
No, yours look like, I've seen your toes. You look like Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, I got like hammer toes. It's gross. My feet are gross, but feet are supposed to be gross. Accept the grossness of feet.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So you and Mark Johnston are still training for this fight that's happening soon, right?
We don't know the exact date because of this whole COVID BS.
Right. So you're training, but you're training together, but separately?
Well, we're training somewhat together. I trained somewhat with Frank and with Pat in the past.
Yes.
Because you got to get used to each other in the ring. Like, I'm doing my own separate training, and I'll train separately with Frank.
Yeah. You guys want to put on a show, too, though.
Yes.
Like, you guys want this to be a good fight.
Yeah.
Mark Johnston, he's beaking you a lot.
Yeah.
But you do understand that there is no reason why he shouldn't win.
Well, he's in a bad spot, because here's why. I've got it set up perfectly. I'm 48, he's 30. So if I can't wear any eyewear, because contacts don't stay in my eye, and I can't wear glasses, obviously. So I'm old and blind. So if he wins, he should.
Yeah. How much older than him are you? You're what?
I'm 18 years older than him. So if he should, if he wins, he's beating an old blind guy. if he loses, he lost to an old blind guy. I'm already a winner. Like, I've already won.
Well,
and the other thing is I'm doing it. We are doing it for charity.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be broadcast live on Access.
Okay.
So, like, it's all good. Like, he can beak me all he wants. I'm smiling like a butcher's dog. I set it up like this. I've already won, Chad.
Yeah.
I haven't, but here's the thing. I haven't boxed in 8 years.
It's a lot of work.
It's
cardio. You got to get the cardio.
And I'm not doing cardio because I'm already losing weight with the medicine I'm on. So I don't want to lose too much weight.
But you're doing cardio now, right?
Yeah. And I was training. I'm going again today. I went 2 days ago with him. My calves are still tight and sore.
Like, do you have a jump rope and stuff? Like, what do you do for cardio?
I have a jump rope. I ran and did a bunch of footwork and stuff. And punch a bag and run to the wall, touch it, come back, punch a bag.
I think he's going to have more cardio than you.
Judging by, we danced around the ring the other day just to get used to each other.
Mm-hmm.
No, he stands around. He stands around a lot.
Oh.
He doesn't do, I'm going to get him in the corner and he isn't going to get out.
Right.
Frank's teaching him how to get out.
Yeah.
But I mean, the only way he's getting out of the ring and out of the corner is on a stretcher.
Has he boxed before at all?
No. $5 four times. Right. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to go into the ring in the first round.
Yeah.
What he doesn't understand is he is going to be so... He better hope there aren't fans there. Because when you get there and people start yelling, come on, Johnson, knock him out. He's an idiot. Then Mark's going to be going, he's going to be fighting.
His
and then
gonna be
by
going.
The middle of the round, he's going to be out and then he can't catch up. His win won't let him catch up till
the end.
You're
going to be cool as a cucumber.
And I'm going to kill him. By the end of the... I'll just be like, okay, should I end him here? Should I end him here? Do I end him here?
Right.
Get the cold beer ready, Chad. You'll be ringside.
Yeah.
You better be bragging for me too. Like you don't seem like the type that would have my back.
Correct.
I know. It's disappointing.
I have your back. Like, listen, I've got your back. I've got your back for things you don't deserve to be, judged about.
Okay.
But this, you're stepping into the ring here on your own. I'm not forcing you into the ring.
All his staff, they've all got his back, and they're all cutting me down. Then you're cutting me down too. I don't need anybody. I'm the lone wolf. Let's go.
Okay. No, that's my theory too.
You and Mulliner will be yucking it up on the side there.
Absolutely, we will.
Cutting me down.
Yep.
You won't even be commentating, you'll be hurling insults.
Correct.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.